This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon, and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
The world to an end shall come in 1881. At least, that's what Mother Shipton claimed would happen. But we know, of course, that the world did not end in 1881. So, was she the talented seer that people thought she was? Welcome to Criminalia. I'm Maria Tremarke.
And I'm Holly Fry. And this story unfolds in Knaresborough along the River Nidd in North Yorkshire, England. There are a few interesting things about this area. It is said to have inspired Wuthering Heights. There are also rumors of hobgoblins living in the North York Moors, and it's famous for its story about four knights, Hugh de Morville, Reginald Fitzurse, William de Tracy, and Richard LeBret, who became assassins when they murdered a man named Thomas Becket. Becket was the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the men were under the impression they were carrying out King Henry II's orders. Guilty, they fled to Knaresborough Castle, where their self-imposed imprisonment is said to have lasted a year. And that's important because it's said that they just might be the most notorious persons of Knaresborough. But that also might not be true. The village is also known for its notorious witch, a woman named Ursula Southeel.
Ursula was born in or about 1488. It was believed by locals that she was the child of the union between a 15-year-old orphaned girl named Agatha Southeel and the devil. Agatha never did reveal who the actual father was, even when she was forced to appear in front of the local magistrate. Legend has it that she delivered Ursula during a violent thunderstorm in a cave on the banks of the river in Knaresborough. Some accounts among the villagers said that the baby cackled instead of crying at birth.
Agatha, as we just said, was just a teenager without any family to support her and this newborn infant, and the villagers, believing that she was in league with the devil, certainly were not stepping up to offer assistance. For 2 years, Agatha raised her daughter in the cave that she gave birth in, until the Abbot of Beverley finally intervened. Ursula was taken in as a foster child by a local family. Agatha was placed in the convent of the Order of St. Bridget, where she remained until her death. The mother and daughter never saw each other again.
Ursula was considered an unusual kid, both in how she looked and in her nature, and she usually stuck close to home because of that. A lot is written of her appearance, and we'll also have a lot to say about that as well. It was written that she had a large and crooked nose, a large head, sunken cheeks, a bent back or maybe a hunchback, and that her legs were twisted. The locals described her as having glowing eyes and that she had been born with a full set of teeth. They called her by cruel nicknames such as Hagface and Devil's Bastard. Unfortunately, Hagface did kind of stick. When the teasing and mockery from the local villagers became too much to bear, Ursula spent her time in the forest near the cave that had once been her home, studying flowers and herbs and how to make remedies and potions with them.
When Ursula was 24 years old, so this would put us in the early 1500s now, right around 1512, if that year of birth is correct, she met a man named Tobias Shipton. Tobias, or Toby, as some sources refer to him, was a carpenter, and he was originally from the city of York. And the two married, but Toby died just a few years into the marriage. We do not know the circumstances surrounding this loss. It's said that this pair had a really happy and comfortable marriage, and that Toby supported Ursula's special gifts. He was proud of his wife. After his death, Ursula kept the name Shipton, and she became popularly known as Mother Shipton as she aged.
When they married, locals thought she must have bewitched Toby with love potions because Ursula was not considered a good catch. And when he died, they whispered that she must have killed him.
On that irritating note, we're going to take a break for a word from our sponsor. And when we return, we will get more into whether or not Ursula was a reputable oracle. Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie. And it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to Criminalia. This is the time in her story when Ursula begins to predict the future.
In addition to cultivating herbs and providing remedies and minor spells, Ursula, it turned out, had a gift in addition to the healing that she had been practicing all those years. It is said that she became what's known in English lore as a soothsayer. She was able to predict the future, and she became known as Knaresborough's prophetess. Ursula began with small premonitions, but with growing confidence, she became perhaps the greatest fortune teller in England's history. And maybe of all time, anywhere, depending on who you ask. Just don't ask Nostradamus, because she would not have been in his premonitions, because the two of them were contemporaries.
Once Ursula became a competent clairvoyant, it was a big deal to the locals. And that's because she was surprisingly, or at least allegedly surprisingly, accurate. At least she was accurate according to her lore. And allegedly, she foretold some pretty big events.
For example, she predicted the Great Fire of London, which happened in 1666. That's roughly 100 years after Ursula's death. One of her premonitions about this was the following, quote, "A time shall happen when a ship shall come sailing up the Thames till it come against London, and the master of the ship shall weep, and the mariners of the ship shall ask him why he weeps since he hath made so good a voyage. And he shall say, ah, what a goodly city this was, none in the world comparable to it, and now there is scarce left an house that can let us have a drink for our money."
She allegedly predicted the defeat of Spain's so-called invincible armada by an English naval force in 1588. And she allegedly predicted the fates of some among the royal and aristocratic families, including the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots, in 1587. She allegedly predicted when the bubonic plague would erupt in London as well.
So here's something funny. We have read speculation that Shipton also predicted the internet when she said, quote, "Around the world, men's thoughts will fly, quick as the twinkling of an eye." But of course, come on, that's not true. We all know former Vice President Al Gore created the internet.
True fact.
Okay, okay. Don't say that, Maria. No, we're kidding.
We're kidding.
Perhaps Ursula did foresee the now fairly famous computer scientists Robert Kahn, Vint Cerf, and Tim Berners-Lee changing the way humanity interacts through technology. Seems unlikely she would have comprehended if she had such a vision, but we will never know.
And that's really the tricky part of her legacy. All of her predictions were matters of interpretation, and in most of those cases, they don't really make sense until after the fact, when you can look back and kind of work out how something she said could be applicable to an event that had taken place.
Right. That's like the key to all of our historical soothsayers is going, wait, this kind of does describe a thing that happened later, but that's because we have hindsight.
Right. It's really loosely describes what happened in the past.
Right. And we've read a lot of things associated with her premonitions, actually. There are people that will say she predicted the arrival of cars on the scene and even aviation. From the reign of King James I and the rise of Queen Elizabeth, all kinds of things. The steam engine makes the list. It's hard to know what she did or did not foresee, but it is also very fun to indulge a bit and imagine her prophecies being real.
She foretold of national and international events, and as people began to believe that she had, in fact, been predicting the future, suddenly the spotlight turned to the shunned woman the locals knew as Hagface. Perhaps her best-known prophecy was local and was regarding the Cardinal Wolsey. The Cardinal had never actually visited York. He had spent all of his time involved with the ongoings in London. But due to unrest in the city, he finally planned his trip in 1529.
Mother Shipton's name appears in a pamphlet from 1641, which is, of course, a bit after her life, but it is also one of the earliest surviving records we have of her. That pamphlet, called The Prophecy of Mother Shipton in the Reign of King Henry VIII, it describes the prophecy made by Mother Shipton about English statesman and one of the chief advisors to King Henry VIII, the Cardinal Thomas Wolsey. Ursula, in regard to his upcoming visitation, foretold that the cardinal would see York, but that he'd never actually set foot there.
And the cardinal didn't officially accuse her of treason for the vision she spoke of, but the pamphlet also describes how he dispatched three men to issue this warning to Ursula, and we quote, "She said that Cardinal Wolsey should never come to York with the king, and the cardinal, hearing, being angry, sent the Duke of Suffolk, the Lord Piercy, and the Lord Darcy to her."
That prophecy? Well, it came to pass. Wolsey, approaching York and close enough to see the city, did not make it there. King Henry VIII recalled the cardinal to London, and then he died during the return trip.
It didn't end there between Henry VIII and Ursula. In 1537, the king, who had been repeatedly named in Ursula's prophecies, wrote a letter to the Duke of Norfolk in which he mentions a, quote, "witch of York," which experts believe is likely a reference to Ursula.
We're going to take a break here from a word from our sponsor. And when we're back, we will talk about why some scholars actually think Mother Shipton is fictional.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's talk about why some of Mother Shipton's prophecies are probably not hers.
Mother Shipton, as you may have been thinking based on our descriptions earlier, kind of became the stereotype for today's disfigured, bad-complexioned witch. But the evidence such as portraits of her, suggests that that description might be pretty exaggerated.
Holly's right. This really may have been the case. A woodcut and a few portraits that we've seen of her illustrate Ursula as a very plain Tudor woman. But she is not seen with what we'd consider witch-like attributes, the stereotypical visible warts and a hooked nose. She kind of looks a lot like a tired grandmother.
Fabulous. She looks like someone you'd love to sit and have tea with.
Yes.
It is really not until pamphlets that were produced after 1641 where we start to see Ursula turn into what we would consider a caricature or a stereotype of a witch, warts and all. In The Strange and Wonderful History of Mother Shipton of 1686, Ursula was described as, quote, long but very big boned, great goggling eyes, very sharp and fiery, a nose of unproportionable length, having in it many crooks and turnings adorned with great pimples, which like vapors of brimstone gave such a luster in the night that her nurse needed no other candle to dress her by. I hope someone describes me that colorfully one day. In 1667, novelist Richard Head published The Life and Death of Mother Shipton, which was full of descriptions and illustrations of Ursula in which she appeared haggard, and possibly as a woman living with some kind of physical disability. Other descriptions really went all out and included details about her having boar-like tusks where her teeth should be.
Keep in mind, though, those writings were composed more than a century after her death. They were not written by anyone who knew her personally. And they do seem a little bit light on the fact-checking, but they did cement in many ways the prototype of what a witch in Western culture looked like. These descriptions are awfully close to the graphics we still see today on Halloween decorations and even in cartoons.
By 1700, when the witchcraft fever that had spread across England began to subside, descriptions and illustrations of Mother Shipton's appearance also began to be toned down. Her nose was softened and those warts and pimples were removed. Drawings of her began to show her with scrolls rather than with a witch's familiar. She started to be referred to as a prophetess.
Ursula, unlike most, if not all, of the witches we've talked about so far this season, was not burned at the stake as a witch's execution would have been, nor by the sword or however many execution styles you can think of. Ursula died of natural causes, but because she was believed to possess supernatural powers, she was buried outside of the boundaries of York on holy ground in 1561 when she passed away.
A stone was erected about a mile from the city of York, from which the following quote is taken. Here lies she who never lied, whose skill often has been tried. Her prophecies shall still survive and ever keep her name alive.
The details of Ursula's life are centuries old and are really surely speculative. Her appearance, at least mostly, is surely conjecture. But the predictions that have been attributed to her were widely accepted as reliable at the time.
Some scholars have argued that Mother Shipton is fictional. Why? Well, mainly because there are many differing versions of her prophecies, different prophecies, and from differing years. The first publication of her prophecies doesn't even appear until 1641, so that's 80 years after what we think is the date of her death. It contains mostly local and regional predictions. You're not going to find the premonition of the Black Death in that one. Another version, printed in 1862, was edited by a man named Charles Hindley, who later admitted that he had extended the book with his own writings and had tried to make them sound as though they did belong to Ursula. Ursula did not actually predict that the world was going to end in 1881. That was Charles's work.
But not everyone feels she was a work of fiction. Many argue she was a real person, but that her story was likely embellished through local tradition, turning her into a folk legend over the years. According to historian Arnold Kellett in his study, Mother Shipton, Witch and Prophetess, the pamphlet, although published after her death, is, and I'll quote him, historically convincing that Ursula was a real person. And that's because, he continues, if she was a work of fiction, the story of her prophecies would surely have been more sensational and mythical than what they actually were.
It's an interesting take.
It is an interesting take because in many instances, I feel that He might be right.
Whether she was fictional, real, or something in between, Ursula's name has very much been kept alive and in some surprising ways. First, there is a moth named for the alleged appearance of her profile on its wings. Its scientific name is Calis Teig May, but it's known as the Mother Shipton moth. That was classified by Swedish entomologist Carl Alexander Clerk in 1759.
And second, today, Knaresborough is famous for its mineral springs and spas. It's also famous for introducing the world to, I'm going to pause for a second, bed racing, with Great Knaresborough Bed Race, where teams run and swim a really difficult, about 2.5 mile course, while carrying beds and passengers. It's also famous for the cave where Ursula is said to have been born. That cave is now called Mother Shipton's Cave, and it's one of England's oldest tourist attractions. A place called the Petrifying Well is also nearby the cave, and it was believed during Ursula's lifetime could turn things into, and I'm going to air quote this, stone. So, about that stone. What's really going on here in this well has to do with the well's unusually high mineral content that can make an object appear to be stone-like if you soak it in that water for a few months. But to Ursula's contemporaries, it sure did look like stone. So together, today, the cave and the well now have a gift shop, a picnic area, and other attractions associated with it and Mother Shipton.
I'm ready to book a trip.
I know. I hear it's lovely. I think it was really great that we did not end a story with an execution. So let's toast to that. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, come over and stand by the cauldron. I'm brewing a thing.
Excellent.
I cannot tell you exactly why I wanted to name it what I named it, but I really just, this is the only thing that kept coming to mind, and it made me laugh so hard.
And that's it.
That I was like, that's it.
Gotta
it's
be it.
Called Hag Juice. Just hag juice.
Oh man, hag face.
You want to
so
mix
sorry.
Up a batch of hag juice?
I'd love a glass of hag juice. Thank you very much.
This one is actually a drink that I think any of our listeners who like things a little less sweet Ooh. Might enjoy. I know my proclivity with a lot of my drinks is to essentially make cake in a glass. Like I tend to go very much towards the sweet side of the spectrum. And I wanted to make something that's called juice, but is not what we would think of when we think of with juice, which is like high fruit content and a lot of sugar. it's not like that at all.
Well, I appreciate this because I tend to not like a real sugary fruity drink. So
right.
Let's see.
You might love this. And I also was just trying to think about ingredients that one would associate with, you know, predictions and soothsaying. And one of them, this is a thing, it literally is just me taking the most literal association of two words together. Because I thought about sage and like that coming with a sense of wisdom. And then I thought, haha, what if I do a twist on a mojito where we don't use mint and we use sage instead?
Well, isn't that interesting? I was in a direction I was not expecting that we were going to go in. Please continue.
Right? Listen, hag juice is full of surprises.
As it should be.
And there is something kind of fabulous that happens here, which I'll describe. And it ended up being very perfect for what I was going for. So this is super simple. It's like a mojito. There are some ingredients that are shifted a little bit. So you are going to take several sage leaves. Mine were quite large, so I used like three large leaves. If yours are smaller, just add some more. You can't get a wrong number in there. Tear them up a little, throw them in your cocktail shaker with 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup. Give that a little muddle, you know, press it. Press those leaves so they release that beautiful sage scent and their oils. And then throw in some ice. You're going to add 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice, 1.5 ounces of a very dark rum. Not necessarily a spiced rum, but just a very dark rum, which usually do have some spice. And then you're going to shake that with ice. And I mean, you're going to shake it because you really want to get that sage all up in that rum's business. Like you really want to like make them together. And then you will strain that over fresh ice and top it with club soda and garnish it with a sprig of sage. I will tell you, so there's some obvious shifts from a regular mojito other than the mint. Normally a mojito would use lime juice. I did this with lime juice. No bueno. It was like it was having a fight in my mouth. It was not cool. It was just too many sharp flavors, and the lemon just played way better with the sage. Mm-hmm. And usually you would use a clear rum for a mojito and not a dark rum, because what happens is this does kind of look a little dirty. Like it's got kind of a brownish color. It's not like a bright looking drink, like even though it's fine. I mean, it doesn't look scary. It's a dark, cloudy, kind of muddy looking drink.
In the cauldron. It's in the cauldron. This is what drinks
in the cauldron. I don't wash the cauldron every time. That's the secret to great flavor.
What are you, a retired Navy official?
So the thing that becomes really interesting, and it's one of the reasons that the lemon juice worked better than a lime juice, is that it tastes interesting, but the taste is very light. And it's like all of those flavors merge in such a way where none of them is really the dominant tone. Mm-hmm. You just kind of get this bright, clear flavor, which to me was kind of wonderful because then you associate that with the clarity one would need to have visions of the future. It's a really surprising and interesting sip. I liked it quite a bit, I must confess, even though it does not taste like cake in a glass.
It has an herb in it. There's something green in my drink.
Right, I'm okay with greenery in a beverage, but I had not muddled sage before this.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. And the thing is, too, if you like a stiffer drink, this is really easy to bump it up. You literally just go from 3/4 of an ounce on the simple syrup and the lemon juice to 1 ounce apiece. Go from 1.5 ounces of rum to 2. You're basically just doing a 2-part, 1-part situation. And you'll keep that same balance and proportion that way. Again, drink responsibly. Don't go much higher than that. Then you're just getting silly. If you want to do a mocktail version of this, the only thing you need to sub out is that rum. There are a few options you can go with here. You could do that with a soda, but you obviously don't want to shake it. Like a dark cola works great in that. Tastes a little bit different, obviously, because there is then a much sweeter profile to it. You can also do like an herbal tea that has a lot of depth to it. I don't know that I would do a black tea. I would do something else. Like
that's interesting.
Like even a red maybe in there or something. But other than that, it's the same stuff. A little sage in your drink is always fun. I hope if you make this, you enjoy it and you have clarity and see the future and that it's beautiful.
Right. That it is not a plague.
if it's not, that maybe don't tell me.
Yeah. But we don't tweet about that part.
we don't share those bad visions. No. Hopefully you just have visions of deliciousness.
Yes.
And that's all. Who doesn't want that? We will be right back here next week with another visit to the cauldron, and we hope you will join us. Thanks so much.
Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.